At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you think there is a right and or wrong place to propose to someone? Have you ever witnessed a proposal that maybe was at the wrong place or the wrong time?
Okay.
If so, call 206-803-ROCK. And we are bringing this up because over the weekend, Kelly Osbourne and Sid Wilson of Slipknot, who have been together for a few years, got engaged.
Up until this weekend, I didn't know they were even in a relationship. That's how much I keep my tabs on celebrity or rock star relationships.
They got engaged backstage during Ozzy's final concert with Black Sabbath, and a friend of the family caught it on camera.
We gotta be quiet. Hold on.
Kelly, you know I love you more than anything in the world.
Okay. Ozzy's just sitting there with a smile on his face. You could tell, obviously, Sharon was in on this.
Oh, for sure.
Because she's telling everyone to shut up. So, and they have everybody just surrounding Kelly and the dude from Slipknot.
Nothing will make me happier than spend the rest of my life with you. In front of your family and all of our friends. Kelly, will you marry me?
She said no, which
she
is
no.
I think they have a kid,
yes.
Apparently.
They
together.
Do have a kid. They've been together since like 2022, I want to say. But many people online are now having a conversation about whether or not it was appropriate to do the proposal backstage at Dad's final concert.
I saw a lot of people kind of losing their ass about this. And I was like, man, I don't really see the big deal about it.
I mean, I'm not fully losing my ass about it, but I don't really agree with the time and location of the proposal.
Okay, why?
Well, obviously, Ozzy's a big fan of Sid and the relationship that they have. And I think he loved that moment. But to me, I feel like it kind of takes away from Ozzy's moment of shining. And not that he can't share that space with someone in his family getting engaged. I just thought that, you know, maybe next weekend would have been the
but
time.
Do you really think anybody who was watching that show or either online or there was like, man, this Ozzy concert was great until that Slipknot guy ruined it by proposing to Kelly. I don't think anybody, it mattered to anyone other than the people that were in that room at that time.
Probably right, but let's say hypothetically, they don't work out.
Okay.
Hypothetically. Then forever, it was the, you know, proposal that happened and the relationship failed backstage at Dad's show.
I don't think anyone's going to care. I think, when some people are like, it took away from Dad's moment, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a while. And Danny, maybe you're a little bit closer to this. Granted, you still got some time before Lily's getting married.
Oh my God.
But wouldn't you want, like, it to be a special moment? Like, wouldn't, like, I would think Ozzy, judging by the smile that was on his face,
sure,
while all that was going on, that was the perfect time for it to happen because it was such a moment. That whole day was all about Ozzy, and what better moment than to see his daughter get proposed to and her be happy? Like, I think that just adds more awesomeness to the day for him.
I mean, I think he took full advantage of the fact that Dad had a really cool banging party and, you know, just piggybacked on it.
And now, I mean, at least he knows that Slipknot are in cahoots with the Osbourne family. So, I mean, you know, Sharon's going to take care of them.
Oh, for sure. Sharon's already figuring out a way to capitalize on this wedding. I can't wait.
I think it's great. I think they should have. It was a perfect time to do it. I think Taryn's just wrong.
Well,
looking at not a true romantic on our show, Steve.
She just hates love.
Yeah,
you know, Danny and I.
Jaded.
Danny and I love.
of course.
I did see some of the text. Some person says, I'm excited for Kelly, but did you have to use Ozzy's last concert to do that? Couldn't you just let Ozzy have his day? I think that just added to the day. I don't think it took away from the day at all. And if anything, maybe I hope they proposed when Sammy Hagar was on stage so everyone could just forget that moment.
Nice distraction. I mean, he didn't do it on stage. You know, he obviously did it backstage. And it was like, you know, a more private moment. I get it.
And how often are you going to have everybody in Ozzy's world together to celebrate that moment?
You make a good point, but I'm still against it.
You did ask strange places or the wrong place to get proposed to. Somebody said, I saw a guy propose to his girlfriend in the middle of a Chili's.
That sounds awesome to me.
I was going to say, get a steak afterwards. It'd be delicious.
Some of those baby back ribs.
Ooh.
And a wedding ring in between it, right?
Yeah. Do you know what? I think I just figured it out. I think I know why I'm so busted up about this. It's because Brad has still never proposed
to me.
Like, we are married, but he has never proposed to me.
We should talk to Brad and get it all dialed in for like, the ultimate proposal. On the air.
Oh, on the air, huh?
Yes.
I don't want to take away from your guys' time to shine.
But no, and then you say no, and it gets awkward. So he's at a funeral. I'm not kidding. He got down on one knee and said, life is short. Will you marry me? She said yes.
I've seen a lot of people do like post about that. Like, that it happens at funerals a lot.
Emotions, man.
Yeah, and people think like, oh, this... You know, I don't want to go through life and die without marrying you. Want to get married?
Yeah, funerals F with you mentally. So,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
If you're in that kind of a situation, that might be one of those like that pushed you over the edge. This one's my favorite, though. Disneyland. He did it while their kid was crying in a Mickey stroller. That visual has lived rent-free in my head for the last 3 years. But did they say yes?
Probably not.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.